Hi there. Welcome.
I invite you to walk with me in a very special place. This place is given its name from the Spanish word for jingle bells, or the trembling tail of a rattlesnake. This is the ancestral home of the Tohono O'odham, who endure, and their elders, the Hohogum, whose mark on the land is subtle but everlasting. This place is home to an abundance of living beings and life-giving forces, an oasis at the meeting place of giants, the Saguaro and Chihuahuan deserts, the Madrian Sky Islands, and the Rocky Mountains all convene here. We are entering into the heart of the San Pedro Valley, a refuge for migrating birds, a community of land stewards, and a site of hermitage for enlightenment-seeking souls. Welcome to Cascabel, Arizona. Our journey begins at the Cascabel Hermitage site. It is a cool, dry morning. You see a simple shelter nestled within a bosque of mesquites. Within those walls, philosophers, artists, and seekers of all kinds have come to find solace, peace, and understanding in the midst of this mystical landscape. Surrounding you are relics of the human world, simple wooden structures, cookware, a metal sink, an old windmill, the idyllic symbol of the rural American West. Breaks the vast sky above you. Its blades creak slightly in the breeze. At the heart of this space is a fire pit. It is surrounded by metal chairs, tree stumps, and twisted logs. You imagine quiet nights of solitude, and connecting heart to heart with kindred spirits. You take a few steps out into the endless desert, down into a dry wash flanked by brittle golden grasses. Let us pause here and listen. From where you stand, you glance upwards, your eyes greeted by the summit of Mica Mountain. Her rounded top, powdered with snow, contrasts the jagged cliff edges lined with spindly trees and proud saguaros that frame it in the foreground. Beneath your feet, the earth glitters in the sunlight. You wonder if the tiny fragmented crystals embedded in the sand are what give that mountain her name. How how many miles they must have traveled from their home to brighten the path you now follow. Here you also find umber-colored stones pitted with holes, born of molten earth. They are artifacts of an ancient and violent changing landscape. You follow the path carved out by the invisible waters, down into the belly of the valley. More treasures reveal themselves to you. Half of a wild walnut shell, the hat of an acorn, a fragment of deer vertebrae, a lone sycamore leaf, its source likely somewhere upriver, a shard of ancient pottery, coyote melon, the porcelain white spiral of a snail's shell. Deeper into the riverbed, the edges are soft and loamy, caked with cracked gray clay. It is wet and cool in your hand. You dream of eons of makers and artists, their hands buried in the very same earth, collecting and carrying, pinching and coiling, coaxing together slick edges to form a vessel that might house the sacred waters. You begin to notice light impressions in the soft clay, footprints in line with your own. You trace their contours with your fingertip. A family of javelina, a lone mule deer, a spectral lion. You find yourself on a well-traveled highway lined with giant mistletoe-crowned cottonwoods and invasive tamarisk, their deep root systems peeking through the walls at the edges of the riverbed, disappearing underground as they tap into the subterranean river that runs beneath your feet. You can't help but wonder if the land must yearn for its perennial flowing water. Does it ache at the loss of its engineers, the departed beavers who directed and managed the life-giving water and nourished the soils with the byproducts of their work? Are their voices missing from the great chorus of birds? Do more creatures of this place face the same fate as the great brown bears that once roamed these hills? As the world changes, this place might too. But there have always been people who love and care for this land. Continuing our journey, from here we turn our sights toward the people of Cascabel and the San Pedro River Valley, those who steward the land now and those that have loved her for millennia. Climbing out of the riverbed, navigating your way through aisles of cholla, prickly pear, and loose rock, you are rewarded with a wider view of the Snaking River system. From here, we will walk a short distance until we find ourselves at the threshold of an invisible city. Hidden seamlessly amongst the natural, rugged landscape is an oblong ring of stones. Once revealed to you, many others seemingly materialize before your eyes. You blink, and when you open your eyes, you see at once a living village. Dwellings made of bowed desert willow branches and thatched with dry brush. The sounds of daily life and movement fill the air. From a distance, the sweet charred scent of roasting agave hearts and yucca fruit float on the wind from smoldering earthen pit ovens. The Sobaipuri Otham village of Baikot Khan greets you. A moment later, you blink again and are returned to a pristine wilderness marked only by rings of stones. From here, we return to our path until we find ourselves passing through grassland, the wind blowing us gently across a hill from where you can see neat rows of green cut through the yellow landscape. A garden. Passing through the gates into the garden, you are greeted by a chaotic order of green beings living in harmony amongst themselves. Tender pea shoots blanket the ground pierced by heaven-bent stalks of corn, a sea of miscellany weaving together a living blanket of life-giving food. Here we meet two gentle souls who tell us the story of the garden, of working with the earth and with the community to enrich the soils and feed one another. They tell you their story of how they were drawn to this place to live and work amongst the land themselves. This is a familiar story you will hear from the other inhabitants of Cascabel. Joining together with the many people who call this place home, you are humbled by their warmth, knowledge, and generosity. Over the breaking of bread, you are delighted to meet and learn from people of varying backgrounds, philosophies, and hats. Quaker, Buddhist, Potter, Christian, Druid, geological physicist, poet, goat walker, to name a few. Each individual unique and skilled in ways that lend to living in communion with the land. Your heart is filled with stories of people finding this place and innovating sustainable lives in the desert valley. They tell you of solar ovens, water heaters, and outdoor showers. You can use as much water as you like, but you will have to carry all that you want to use, you are told. Tales of gathering to fight off the encroachment of industry that poses a risk to the beloved birds and threatens to mar the landscape with its presence. You hear of days spent tending to cattle and walking the washes with goats serving as companions on pilgrimage. One man tells you of his life traveling the world with his husband, teaching English abroad and visiting friends in all places. Another tells you of his reverence for and friendship with the late Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh. A woman offers you homemade cookies while she expresses adoration to her poetic muse, our friend Micah Mountain. The night goes long as you, seated around a fire, are swept away by stories of land and people. And then, as if the spirits of the valley were interjecting, gently demanding space amid the conversation, the night air rings with wild song. It is a reminder of the animacy of this place, of degrees of separation, and of close connection. May you always remember this place. Her mineral sands, rich clay, and hidden gems. And her gentle caretakers, plant, animal, and human alike. We thank you.